Look at it this way. It's none of your business in the first place. The whole thing took place outside of your car. Legally speaking, these people were not even on your property at the time you ran them over. They were standing in the street. That is city property. You are not responsible. If they don't like it, let them sue the mayor. And besides, the whole thing is over now. It happened back there, behind you. For God's sake, stop living in the past. Do yourself a favor, count your blessings, be glad it wasn't you. As it is, there's probably a substantial dent in your fender. So be satisfied, my friend. You got off easy. And I'll give you a practical reason not to stop. If you do stop, sooner or later the police are going to show up. Is that what you want? Waste even more of your time standing around with a bunch of worthless civil servants, filling out forms, answering a lot of foolish questions, lying to the authorities? And didn't anyone else see this accident? Are you the only one who can provide information? Surely the people you ran over caught a glimpse of it at the last moment. So let them tell the police what happened. They were a lot closer to it than you were. There's no sense in having two conflicting stories floating around about the same dumbass traffic accident. Things are bad enough. People are dead, families have been destroyed, time to get moving. Chances are you're late for dinner as it is. Now, folks, there are two sides to this. Helping people by leaving them alone when they're injured is one thing. That's my altruistic side. People need to be self-reliant, and I want to do what I can to foster that. But it's often hard for me to drive away from a nice, fiery accident scene, because I have a self-indulgent side, too, and that needs to be honored. And so, on the other hand, if I'm out driving, enjoying a lovely day, and I see a traffic accident, just see a traffic accident, one that I'm not involved in, I stop immediately. I want to get a good look at what's going on. I enjoy that sort of thing. If people are injured, I want to take a look. I am Curious George. Of course, the police don't like that. They say you're rubbernecking and blocking traffic. I say, never mind that rubbernecking shit. I want to take a look. My philosophy? I'm never too busy that I can't stop to enjoy someone else's suffering. I'm looking for a little entertainment. To me, traffic accidents are one more form of entertainment. You want to hear my dream accident? Two buses and a chicken truck getting hit by a circus train in front of a flea market. Entertainment. I'm looking for an antique lamp sticking out of a clown's ass. If I'm going to take the time to stop, I expect a couple of fucking laughs. And if the traffic situation is such that I can't quite see what's going on, can't get a good enough look, I'm not the least bit shy about asking the police to bring the bodies over a little closer to the car. Pardon me, officer. Would you fellows mind dragging that twisted-looking chap over here a little closer to the car, please? My wife has never seen anyone shaped quite like that. Look at that, sugar lips. Those are his testicles hanging from the rearview mirror. Thank you, officer. That will be all now. You can throw him back on the pile. We'll be moving along. And off we go, out onto the highway, looking for a little fun. Perhaps a flatbed truck filled with human cadavers will explode in front of a Star Trek reunion. One can only dream and hope. Here's a letter I received in the mail recently. Dear friend, your name has been provided to us because we have discovered that in spite of America's recent economic problems, you may still have a few dollars tucked away that you're saving for a future financial emergency. Well, that emergency is here. We're hoping you will be sympathetic to our effort and express it with your generosity. Stated quite simply, we're raising money to help the rich and powerful. These hard-driving people continue to require large amounts of money, and most of them are far too busy to attend to this sort of direct appeal for themselves, so we are here to help. The rich and powerful need your financial support in order to increase their wealth and power so they can exercise even greater influence over national events and, of course, over your lives. Remember, these people are small in number and therefore inadequately represented in our system of proportional government. They consequently lack influence and suffer the fate of many minorities, that is, being ignored by the very government they have helped elect. It is for these reasons they have decided to band together to better present their ideas and especially to expand their influence with elected officials. But first, they need your help. They need money. In the first stage, your money is needed for basics: stationery, office supplies, postage, phones, and rent, first month, last month, security deposit. The rich and powerful need to set up a headquarters so they can start really raising money in order to live properly. But once they reach that level, that doesn't mean your job is done. Not at all. In fact, once things are running smoothly, there'll be a continuing and even greater need for more and more of your money in order to provide all of the expensive clothing, imported cars, fine jewelry, gourmet foods, and exotic pets that these people require. That's when your dollars will really count, helping provide the lifestyle to which the rich and powerful are not only accustomed, but entitled.